Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. Streaming live at hunteratsunrise.com, whrv.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. And on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD3 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia. My name is Hunter Hughes, taking you up to 11 o'clock. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones. And we do have a live one here for you this morning. Is Shane Cooley returns to our show. Shane, how are you?
Good morning, Hunter. It's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's been a while.
It has been.
It's been like over a year or something.
And I think it's been like 3 or 4 years. It's been a while.
Really? Has it been that much?
It's been at least 4 or 5 of my hairstyles.
Well, yes, if we're going by hairstyle years. First of all, though, before we get to playing any music, why don't you announce the winner of the Birdland featured disc today, which was Ruth Moody's These Wilder Things. Who won that?
Gladly. The winner is Mark Passar.
Congratulations, Mark. Thank you so much for listening here today. And you now have Ruth Moody's These Wilder Things from Birdland Music, which is in the Providence Square Shopping Center over there at Kempsville. And Kempsville and Providence, that's where it is. So that out of the way, what would you like to play for us here, Shane?
Well, I think I'm going to, as eeny, meeny, miny, moe dictated.
He's been flipping coins here since he walked in the room, so I'm not sure what he's going to play.
Well, I'm going to be daring. I'm going to do one I wrote this week. It's so you guys are guinea pigs out there on the airwaves.
Okay, here's Shane Cooley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This song's called Leave This Place. Treachery on every corner here. You gotta watch your back. You gotta watch your back. Minding my P's and Q's, 'cause you never know just who's hearing you. And for themselves, but no one dares to tell me to go to hell. White lies, fair weather friends, when are we moving on again? I gotta leave this place. Gotta leave this place. White lies, fair weather friends, when are we moving on again? I gotta leave this place. I gotta leave this place. This winning streak could go on indefinitely, or just for a little while, just for a little while. But I'm wise enough to know by now when my luck's running out, and it's running out. And the coyotes are close for the kill. I refuse to be just another cheap thrill. Oh, white lies, fair weather friends, when are we moving on again? I gotta leave this place. gotta leave this place. White lies, fair weather friends, when are we moving on again? I gotta leave this place. I gotta leave. Fair weather friends, when are we moving on again? I gotta leave this place. I gotta leave this place. White lies, fair weather friends, when can I go home again? I gotta leave this place. I gotta leave this place.
Wow.
Thank you.
Under at Sunrise here with Shane Cooley. So you've been thinking a lot this week, it sounds like, from that particular song.
Apparently. Too much.
Too much
thinking. That's what happens when I sleep too much.
You know, it's springtime, Shane. You should be happy and, you know, hey.
Well, you know, if I was happy, I wouldn't be a songwriter.
Well, you've been writing for some time, and man, you seem like you're always writing. How many songs would you say you write in a year?
Oh, I lost count a long time ago. Since 2013 started, I've probably written about 20. This has been quite a streak. I'm just bursting with energy to write, and I've kind of like reached this. I'm definitely in a very transitional stage because, you know, first of all, next week I'm driving to Austin.
Oh, wow.
Spending 6 weeks there doing some shows and really getting into the scene there. But
have you ever been there before?
I have. That's why I'm going back. They kind of insisted.
Really?
So I'm excited about
that. Well, you should really feel good about that.
Yeah. You know, it feels right. I feel very at peace with it because, you know, it's really spending a lot of time in a music town like that, and I feel like now's my chance.
Well, that's like the music capital, just about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there with Nashville, I think, in my mind, and Los Angeles. And
but happier.
Places.
It's friendlier.
I bet it is. It's kind of like a campus, isn't it? It's kind of, I don't know. I've never been there, so you'd have to tell me. But
it's just a beautiful town.
Just from what people have told me.
So I sort of have this sort of duality coming out in my writing, where I'm writing a lot of stuff that's more like indie folk, and then, you know, now I'm thinking about Austin, so like all these Americana tunes are popping out, going down to my southern roots.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you've been doing. Like, you've been gracing the cover of Veer magazine. What was that all about?
Oh, man.
I mean, come on, you're like larger than life.
All I can remember is it was like 20 degrees during that photo.
Well, you looked happy enough in the picture.
That was the one photo where I was smiling and thinking, please don't use this one. But it turned out well. I was very, very flattered with it. And Kathy did a great job shooting it. And, you know, playing at sea level was such an honor, and doing the Urban Outfitter show. And, you know,
that was a really interesting little thing, playing in a clothing store. Have you ever done that before then?
I'm sure I have, but maybe not in Urban Outfitters. You know, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Know? It had an interesting vibe to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very... Well, it was very indie.
And you've also released a new album, or at least it was new, about back in November, was it?
That's right, yes.
So When It Rains, It Pours. What can you tell me about it?
Well, I recorded that out in Phoenix, Arizona. And actually, I just came back from Phoenix last week. I've been on the move quite a bit.
Yeah, you're a traveling man.
I've been out there since January. So
Phoenix, you've been out in Phoenix since January?
Yeah.
Just playing gigs?
Just wanted a change of scenery and had a friend out there and went out and played a lot of shows, and it was awesome.
Huh.
Did a lot of writing too.
Wow.
But yeah, this new album was originally intended to be a collection of demos.
Uh-huh.
I was going through yet another transitional stage, which tends to happen.
Sure.
And you know, I just wanted to put out these songs that had been kind of on the back burner.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my friend had a studio, so I was like, hey, let's just record some songs. And by the time we were finished, I was just like, wow, we got to release this. So,
yeah.
So it's kind of raw. It's very, very stripped down, but it's very much about the raw emotion behind the songs and keeping things sparse. And, you know, I think there's a, it's a complete project, you know, it's
sure.
something that can be listened to all the way through, and it has a meaning to it. And it's very hard on your sleeve. It's probably some of my most confessional stuff.
Oh, really?
Very
personal.
Pretty heavy to play, yeah.
Very personal. Hmm. Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
Well, let's do a cut off the album, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That sounds like a good intro for yeah. this next song.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Maybe I could be a DJ.
Which song is this?
This song is called Propose to a Memory. It's about nostalgia.
Here's Shane Cooley on Hunter at Sunrise.
Travel is not that hard to do. Just close your eyes and realize that you can go back anytime. I get down on bended knee and propose to memory. I get down on bended knee and propose to memory and dream of you. What would you do if you could go back and meet yourself as a child? Would they know you? Would they want to? Would they still be proud? Back to the moment you broke my heart, hoping it's time to get it right and not miss it all again. I get down on bended knee and propose to memory. I get down on bended knee and propose to memory. Memory, dream of you. If I could just go back for real this once and rewrite history. Though you've forgotten me by now, but I'm still hoping somehow you will find me in your dreams. I get down on bended knee and propose to memory. I get down on bended knee and propose to memory. Propose to memory and dream of you. Dream of you. Oh.
Wow. Shane Cooley here on Hunter at Sunrise. The name of that song again?
Propose to a Memory.
Yes. What a line. I mean, what a line. Get down on your bended knee and propose to a memory.
What can I say?
My gosh. Well, what are you up to in the future here? You're going to Austin, and you're going to write there. And are you hoping to get an album out of that, or what are you doing?
I'm hoping. I wish someone would just give me money. I have all these songs piled up and no way to record them at this point.
Well, do you shop your songs around to other artists as well, like Nashville artists or anybody like that? Or
I'm not opposed to it. I haven't really found the means to do that. And it's very competitive, much more now than ever, especially in Nashville. You know, I used to kind of be staunchy about that, but no more, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I just had a few bills.
I just had an artist on the show named Gretchen Peters. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she's like a songwriter's songwriter. She writes all these songs and other people cover them and they get played on the radio and she gets quite a bit of money doing that. And she's a great performer and a great songwriter in her own right. But she's been covered by a number of artists, and she gets a lot of money that way.
Yeah, no, I would be up for it. I think a song sort of is bigger than the artist. So
yeah,
you know,
it's kind of like your gift to the world. It's kind of like your gift to the world, isn't it?
Yeah, and if someone else can deliver it well, I think that's great. So
yeah, well, what else have you been up to? Have you been? You just got back into town, so you haven't probably set up any gigs here locally.
It has been a whirlwind. You know, there's been a lot of changes in the past year, and it's sort of all seemed to align with me going to Austin. That's sort of my thing. I'm looking forward to. I'm really going to just take advantage of that as much as I can, and I've learned a lot over the past year of really just going out there and getting into local scenes, whatever town I'm in, and really getting to know people and you know, just doing things the old-fashioned way, just meeting people and shaking hands.
Well, that's the way you do it.
You know,
that's the way contacts and getting familiar with people, and they get familiar with you, and before you know it.
Yeah, I'm completely self-managed. I do everything on my own. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of help from my family, which is nice. But I'm pretty much on my own with this, and over the past few years, I've been a little sporadic. I booked a European tour. Which
oh, wow.
I went and toured in Europe and did some tours.
Where'd you go in Europe?
I went to Germany, the Netherlands, and England.
Wow.
It was a blast. It was an awesome time.
I hear they're very receptive to American music over in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I went on tour there with an artist that was on your show, Curtis Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he went on tour with me, so we had a lot of fun.
He's out of Charlottesville, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was here once. In fact, he should come back. If you're listening to this, Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis.
Give me a call. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, let's see. I would like to do one that some local people would probably recognize. The title of it is called Elizabeth City.
Oh, okay. Here's Shane Cooley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
All right. Sail me on down to Elizabeth City. Take me there, won't you show me some pity? Don't know much about it, but please come get me. Heal my soul down in Elizabeth City. Sailboat on the river, won't you let me ride? Won't you come pick me up on a changing tide? First mate, second mate, whatever you like, just toss me the bottle every night. Sail me on down to Elizabeth City. Lord, let's hope that women are pretty. Don't let me home with just any old bitty. Here's a better luck in Elizabeth City. When we get there, I know what to do. Just drop me at the bar, let me sing my blues. Won't you pick me on up about a quarter to two? I'll rise with the sun and sail on with you. Sail me on down to Elizabeth City. Let my charm be right and witty. Hope some big man don't get mad and hit me. No more scars on in Elizabeth City. No more whiskey, no more wine. Just pour me a beer and honey, I'll be fine. Whiskey grows you tall like a Virginia pine, but I don't want no trouble down in Caroline.
If the city is mean, then just let me go. We can sail down the river or hit the road. Cause there ain't no rest for a restless soul. If the city is mean, then we better just roll. Sail me on down to Elizabeth City. You better get ready if you're gonna come with me. It's gonna get rough and it's gonna get gritty if you wanna feel alive in Elizabeth City. Sail me on down to Elizabeth City. Take me there, won't you show me some pity? Don't know much about it, but please come get me. Heal my soul down in Elizabeth City. Heal my soul down in Elizabeth City.
Oh, yeah. I love that one. That's great.
I still haven't been there.
You haven't been to Elizabeth City.
I put up a YouTube video of that song, and somebody commented on it and said, Elizabeth City, I hate that place.
So, it's a great place for a song, though.
it's probably a good place to drink. I don't know. It just all sort of came together. I saw a sailboat going by, and I was like, yeah, I'd like to be doing that. So.
Well, cool. Shane Cooley here on Hunter at Sunrise. Where do you get this album that you put out now? And where do you get all your music?
Pretty much everywhere online. It's on iTunes. You can get physical copies on CD Baby. And you can go to shanecooley.bandcamp.com. And if you download that version, there's a bonus track.
Oh.
So.
Is that Moorhead City? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that one actually isn't recorded yet. See, I have so many songs that I want to get down. So
you don't have that on an album or anything?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is yearning to be on a record.
It is. So am I. But yeah, you can find me anywhere online, and you can go. The main place to go is facebook.com/Shane Cooley Music. You can give me a like on that, and that's where I post everything, and I'm pretty diligent about that.
That's for sure. I was telling him just before we went on the air, I said, you are a promotional god. You know, he is just out there promoting.
I do the best I can. Like I said, you know, I mean, no one else is doing it for me.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, somebody's got to do it, and I want to survive. So.
Sure, sure. Well, Shane, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hunter, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. You know, we were saying this before you even came here. You've been on the show since off and on since you were 17 years old.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how far you've come. I think it's great.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yes. It's been quite a journey.
Quite a journey. Well, it's not over yet.
Oh, it's just beginning.
Just keep going.